If I sound a little bit scratchy this morning, I am. And Lucy's about the same way. We thought about having a kind of medical ward up here this morning. But when we come to sing, you just need to sing up and we'll be fine. And the rest of us up here, we'll just get through as we need to. I think it's an incredible thing when the Bible talks about heaven. And you know, it doesn't talk about it just as a place of bliss, something away from our life now in space and time and matter. And it doesn't talk about it just as following Jesus to establish God's kingdom here on earth by our hard work, although it is those, in one sense, two things. But God's goal is a new heaven and a new earth, a redeemed creation, and he says we have a part to play in that. That purpose of God's is achieved through the kingdom-establishing work of Jesus and the Spirit, which we get hold of by faith, and we participate in by baptism, and we live out by love. Our living here now is meant to prepare us for that new heaven and new earth. We're made ready by the Spirit. We're led in habit-forming practices of faith and hope and love, which we see in Jesus and which worships God and reflects his glory in the world. Let's do that for a moment. Let's reflect God's glory in the world around us as we stand and sing Ancient of Days. Lord God, help us for a moment to lighten up in your presence. We're travelers with Jesus on the way to your awesome new heaven and new earth. This church is a resting place where we can catch our breath and be filled with the Spirit and look together at your word and pray for guidance on the road ahead and eat and drink from the unique provisions which you have provided. Help us to make the most of it this morning. Lord God, make the most of it in us. Help us to recognize your presence with us this morning. Help us to hear and respond to that presence reflected in the symbols of the Bible and the cross and the communion table. Help us to worship in the love of Jesus and in the outpouring of your Holy Spirit. Help us to honor you in the songs we sing, the prayers we share, the words we repeat, the gospel to which we listen, the gifts we offer. Friends, for any of you who despair because you fear that life no longer has meaning, for any who cling to anger because it seems the only thing that keeps you going, for any who are so lonely that their hearts feel withered and desert dry, for any who are turned to self-pity rather than to repentance and healing, and for all those who come here today contented and thankful for many blessings, Lord God, thank you. This place is filled with the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and with the love of God and with the fellowship of the Holy Spirit. Amen.